Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Oh, yes, we love a good home hack. Are you ready, Laura? I've got a few.
It
this
had
morning.
To be you first, considering you are king of home hacks. You're always telling me about them. So, yeah, go on.
I wasn't until I had children, and then, yeah.
You need
this stuff.
Yeah.
So, listen, if your kitchen sink is holding water or your bath won't drain after, like, what I do, another at-home haircut and a rinse off, and it's full of just rubbish in there, there's a solution to this that I was never aware of. Coffee grounds mixed with washing up liquid. You add boiling water to all of that, and it unclogs the drains. So the soap, yeah, the soap and the coffee. And a lengthy pour of boiling water after all of that, and the combination will break up whatever is ever clogging your pipes. It also, do you know that residue that's kind of left around the plug in the bath?
Yeah.
This kind of greasy, soapy kind of stuff.
Breaks again, that down.
Yeah, the coffee grounds will do that for you as well, isn't that
interesting?
Amazing?
You just have to find some coffee grounds now.
Yeah.
I'm on the pods these days.
Instead of buying all that expensive stuff in the shop. Just there, coffee will do it for you. The other one as well, and this happened just recently because we ran out of furniture polish. Essential oils are great for freshening up wooden furniture in particular. So lemon essential oil will polish any dark wood and effectively clean stains and spots. Tea tree oil is another one that's effective on furniture polish.
Do they not stain? I would have thought they stained the wood, but they don't.
And they're bug deterrents as well. So any creepy crawlies will kind of keep away. They don't like the smell of the stuff. What they do say, though, is to not use it on surfaces you would put food on, because that wouldn't be ideal. Also, small scratches in the finishes of our furniture from time to time. It happens us a fair bit in the house. Instead of spending loads of money to get your couch refinished or what have you, try some toothpaste to get those marks out. A pea-sized amount of non-gel toothpaste. Rub it into the scratch in a circular motion until it buffs out, and then clean the remainder with a damp towel, and that's job done. The other ones
are toothpaste.
Yeah.
I can't think of all of the others, but there's so many. It used to be Love Bites years ago, remember?
No. What's this? What are they, Laura? What are Love Bites?
But that was one of the many toothpaste uses. But every time I open Home Hack sections, I see stuff on toothpaste. It seems to be quite ingenious. Did you have one? Remember your one for the crayon on the couch? What was that? Hairspray?
Hairspray was marker. Marker on the couch.
Yeah.
The one for crayons. If there's crayons on the walls, and there is in our house at the moment, there's crayon on the wall in the kitchen. Hair dryer. Put it on a high enough heat that the crayon stuff will melt, and you literally just wipe away clean, and it doesn't leave any colour on the wall, which is just fantastic.
Absolutely genius.
The last one I'll give you is in relation to the toilet. If your toilet bowl's in dire need of a good clean, mouthwash. If you haven't got any toilet cleaner left, you get a cup full of your mouthwash, stick it in the toilet bowl, let it sit there for half an hour, give it a flush, job done.
It's a bloody expensive way to clean your toilet, though, isn't it?
It's less expensive than cleaner.
I use my mouthwash on the toilet.
Listerine keeps it clean. There are other brands of mouthwash.
There are. And ones that will give you a cheaper clean for the toilet, probably, as well.
Well, what's more expensive, toilet cleaner or mouthwash?
Mouthwash.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Doing your shopping? You need to change it up.
I would have thought so.
The Home Hacks are back on Thursday.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Now, did you enjoy that?
I did enjoy that. That was absolutely fantastic. What a good start to the feature, Rob. And I'll tell you, no pressure on me now for Thursday.
Big shoes to fill there, Mrs. Big Shoes. We'll bring these to you, by the way, every Tuesday and Thursday morning on Freshly Squeezed Home Hacks. And if you've got any, by all means, get them into us. You can send us an email, studio@eastcoast.fm, or text, WhatsApp, or a voice note, 087 77 11 103.